Now, I want, so this is for Brick. When you edit this, I want you to, when I say rereading books, I want you to layer it like 10 times.
Like books, 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 books.
Oh, that's even better. Like echo effect. I was thinking like sort of layered like sound, like on top of sound. So
rereading
like,
books, rereading books, rereading books.
Or just like 10 waveforms at once. Or just like has that like 10 people saying it at one time. Reading books, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But keep all this in so people know what to expect. So it's not as shocking.
Can we revisit how much you were really paused and frozen when I mentioned your fursona?
Yeah.
Like I touched something there. We got to pull at that thread.
First what?
His fursona.
Her fursona.
His second life as a right. person in costume.
Sure. You have to get to Patreon to get that information.
Mm.
Okay. Teaser. So.
I'd give you my old bunny suit, but I don't have it anymore.
Probably for the best.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the intro. Rereading books. Rereading books. Rereading books. Rereading books.
The Yak Babies, sex, presidents. And sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by old porno in your dad's closet. My name is Aaron. I'm here with my personal pals, Dave.
Hello.
And Brick.
Hi.
And calling from overseas, personal pal, Nico.
That's me.
That is you. Today's topic is rereading books. We discussed this a couple times in the past. Oh, we're going to do a game of this, don't we?
Nope, this is different.
Oh, shit.
We talked about nostalgia.
Never mind.
In the same
thing. Books we could come back to or not, and sort of why you do or do not reread books and sort of what draws you to that kind of experience. I am someone who does not reread a lot of books, really. There's a couple that I will go back to regularly or once in a while, maybe at most, but I'm pretty much I'm a serial monogamous with books, I guess. One and done, and then out of there. I don't come back. I'm like the song The Runaround by I roam from place to place. I'm never in one town. When I find myself falling for some girl, I
okay,
hop
so,
in the car
but the
and
books
drive
that
around the world.
Do reread.
You're more like Brandy.
Yeah, it's true.
The books you do reread, what can you tell us about them?
Martian Chronicles.
Well, Ghost Chicago, too.
Ghost Chicago, yeah, as well.
Goodbye, Columbus.
Once, I think. Oh, not very often, yeah. Martian Chronicles, most of all, I would say, for sure. Okay. And that's totally tied to childhood, and also just, it's a short story collection, so you can just dive into it kind of whenever you want to, even wherever you want to in some ways. Ghost Chicago means a lot to me, and the emotional experience is never different. Or it's not never different, it's always satisfying, right? It's always sort of, it gets me something that I want from that book. But for the most part, I want something new. I want to try and go further in my map, right?
Even with death approaching.
Especially with death approaching. Yeah, there's a sense that the clock is running out, so trying to read more and more, so I can have had...
Even if it gives experience. You a much lower success rate.
Yeah, right. Even if, although I feel like because of my nostalgia picks, I'm still picking books that I'm probably primed to like anyway.
Okay.
For the most part. But would rather read something new than something old. With those very rare exceptions. What about you?
I had this idea for a topic because I noticed the past few years that I'm doing more and more rereading. I used to be more like you. Probably when I was your age, I was like you. I would reread books occasionally, but it wasn't...
Right.
It didn't become such a large percentage of my overall reading until maybe the past 3 years or so.
Right.
Yeah.
So besides Johnny Tremaine, what else is on there?
Well, I can't tell you because we have a game coming
right.
up.
Okay.
About, yeah.
Sure.
If we actually even do that. But yeah, I wonder, and I'm kind of trying to figure out why that is, which is why I think where this episode came from. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's a comfort thing. Like as I get older, I am less willing to spend or to take a chance on something new that there's probably a good chance I won't like.
Right.
And so I can reread something that I know I do like and get something new out of it.
Yeah, Brick, what about you?
But it bothers me is part of where this comes from.
Right.
Because I'm not sure that I like this trend.
Right.
In myself.
Yeah.
Why?
Of a greater proportion of my overall reading going to rereading. Because why? I still want to try new things.
Yeah.
I'm just less willing to do it or something.
Yeah, it's not a willingness for me. I reread pretty regularly. But I have my entire life since I was a kid. I don't know. One of the kind of maybe unexpected, maybe expected fruits of my not getting rid of books. And is that when I read a book 5 years later, I can see the notes I wrote the last time I read a book.
Right.
And that makes it a different experience than the previous reading. You know, so it's not entirely, you know, it's not quite the same as watching a movie over and over. It's different.
Right.
Right. I think if I stopped getting something new out of a particular book I was rereading, then I would probably set it aside.
I think so, too. I mean, childhood stuff's a little different because that's really a comfort.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, like, I read Watership Down every few years just because I love that book. And it's not, I'm not getting anything new out of it.
Right.
My favorite book is Lolita, and I've probably read it 10 times.
Wow.
Every few years, probably. But I first read that book, I think I was a senior in college, maybe a junior. So, I mean, I first read it 15 plus years ago. So that really comes down to every other year or two.
Right.
And I don't know. I feel like a lot of times books are sort of it's a very active process, I think, for good books. So, like, you know, a book I don't really like that much that I'm kind of reading for the plot, not so much, but a book that's really kind of hits me on an intellectual level. And maybe this is why I'm kind of drawn to older books a little more, because they tend to maybe play to this a little bit. The process of engaging it can be fulfilling, I think. And the plot doesn't really matter so much as that process. And I'm finding, as I kind of hit my next round of rereading of the books I haven't read in a while, that I feel very differently about them sometimes than I did when I was in my 20s.
Right.
Right. Reading Slaughterhouse-Five just this past month was a very different experience than it was when I reread it, you know, when I was like 24 or 25, which in itself was a very different experience when I first read it when I was, you know, whatever, a junior in high school. Right.
Right. Yeah. It's very interesting to look at the ways in which you as a reader or as a person, I guess, have changed since the previous time you read a book. Because I think we talked about this on a previous episode. Nothing about the book itself has changed at all. So if your reaction to it is different, then obviously that means you are the one who has changed. For me, another thing that goes into this, much to my chagrin, I have a horrendous problem with reading retention. When I reread a book, it's not like I am able to recall the plot as it lies ahead of me.
Right.
So in essence, it's not all that different from reading a book for the first time. It's just a book that I know that I like, that I can feel like I'm reading often for the first time.
Right.
Because I forget shit so easily and horribly. So maybe that means it's kind of a safer thing for me. Like, I can still get the experience of what I might get from reading something new, but it's something that I know I've had success with before.
Right. The surprise of the plot is going to be more or less same or fresh, because you can't remember quite.
Yeah, I'm still going to be surprised by things. Yeah.
Nico, what about you?
I don't tend to reread things too often. Mostly, I think, just because I want to read new things, and I never have enough time to read all the new things that are on my
list.
That's how I am, too. tough to go back. I think we talked about it a little bit on the nostalgia episode, but I would be more likely to rewatch movies or TV shows because I less time or focus.
Do you feel like there are, if you could think of books in your past that you might be tempted to reread, or that if you were likely to reread something, what would it be?
Yeah, I mean, it would just be like the books that I really liked. And I think my only goal, I don't know if it would necessarily be like getting more out of it. I think it would just be like, that's something I know I like, you know?
Right.
It's a guarantee of time well spent because I already know.
It's an investment in yourself and your time.
Yeah. I mean, with death approaching, you know, it's a safe bet.
We talk about death so much on this.
We should.
Death comes for us all.
It's probably coming for the four of us real quick.
I still feel like I'm on the front nine, so I don't know what's going on with you guys.
Are there any books that you think that you enjoyed for sure? Not, you know, you wouldn't put all your work in here, but books you liked genuinely that you feel like you do not need to reread ever?
Oh, sure. That still happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
The books I reread are books that really grab me, you know, like we talked about in previous episodes, like that I've had a strong emotional reaction to.
Yeah.
If I just read a book that's, you know, all right, good story, fine writing, whatever, I liked it, then nah, I'm not going to read it again.
I think
it's the books that tap something like deep inside me that I'm going to reread.
Right. It's pretty rare that I read a book and know when I'm done with it that I'm going to want to read it again.
Yeah.
And when I do feel that way, I will definitely read it again at some point.
Right.
For the most part, I think when I'm done with the book, I'm probably done with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it just happens where you're like, oh, yeah, something happens and triggers. It's almost like smelling something in someone's kitchen and then being warped back to your grandmother's house, right?
Hmm.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, that book, I should read that again, you know? And then you do, and it's quite a thing. Like, I really need to read The Sisters Brothers again, right?
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, is there any books that I've read and said, I'm definitely not reading this again? I'd say most of them.
Right.
Right, sure.
You know? Like,
what about second chancers? Books that you think you should give a second chance to, maybe?
Well, I think the books I think I should give a second chance to are the ones that when I'm done reading them, I say, I'm never reading this again. Because I think what happens is then you sort of have your mind changed, and it's kind of being like, oh yeah, maybe I didn't hate that, or maybe there was, I think those are the ones, but I can't give an example because that happened.
Okay.
I think there are also books that I will reread to more ideally better understand what the writer was doing and why it did have that effect on me, especially if it's something more unconventional. Like, I read Toni Morrison's Jazz 5 or 6 times and I still don't feel like I fully understand how she does what she does, what she's doing.
Huh.
But, you know, it knocks me out every time.
Yeah,
so it's a good combo of those two things. Same with Lincoln and the Bardo.
Right.
Unconventional approach. And you think kind of on paper, I guess, that it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But boy, it worked for me. And so I've read it, you know, another time or two since then to try to get closer to understanding why. But I think some books just need a reread to understand, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting variation on that plan is the reread to study versus the reread for pleasure.
As a writer, maybe, reread as a writer as opposed to as a reader.
Yeah. And if you were, you know, in academia, for instance, then your life might be devoted to rereading Thoreau, you know, your entire career. And it might be as much out of pleasure as out of professional sort of connection or I don't want to say obligation, but sort of like that's just where your bread is buttered.
And eventually you're like, oh, I fucking Thoreau.
Yeah, right.
I have to read this one more goddamn time. Yeah.
Right.
But you do.
Right, yeah, that's what your thing is. Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of examples of books that I dismissed, but then would want to give a second chance to.
Not early work.
No, I think I solved early work. I'm pretty proud of my opinion of that one, or not satisfied. Actually, I'm not proud. I don't know. I can't think of anything. A book that I didn't like the first time, and then reread because of school was Jane Eyre. I read it in 8th grade, didn't like it. Read it in sophomore year of college and loved it.
Mm.
Had a total 180 on Jane Eyre. Mm. So that's an example of rereading that led to success.
8th grade feels early for that book.
Really does.
I can't imagine liking it in 8th grade.
Certainly there was a barrier to success for teen or just about to be a teenage boy trying to read Jane Eyre.
Yeah.
It wasn't taught, I don't think, either. I think it was just like it's on a list. It's like important, whatever, you should read it. The study of it in college was a lot more effective. It sort of brought the book alive in some ways. And I just really related better to Jane and enjoyed the plot of it and everything. I was more sophisticated as a reader overall. Okay, interesting. Well, let us know on Twitter at YakBabies, books you want to reread or books you have never reread or books you think you should reread. Just give us your rereading concepts there. Email us at YakBabiesPodcast@gmail.com and give us those details as well. And of course, go to Patreon.com/YakBabies and for $1 a month, get access to our bonus episodes. So much happening on Patreon. Lots of fun Broda Bros, lots of fun author drafts happening there. Weird stories we told from our pasts and our futures. You know, you can find it all on Patreon and well worth it for that $1 a month. So do that. Until then, Yak Babies yakking off.
The Yak Babies would like to send an extra thank you to everyone who listens regularly, and especially to those who have supported on Patreon, past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, and William Howard Taft.